white, and blue pride filled an entire room during the University of Connecticut's annual Veterans Day ceremony on Friday morning, when more than 100 people of all ages came to show their appreciation for the United States military. The event took place in the Wilbur Cross South Reading Room and drew in some notable guest speakers: Senator Chris Murphy, Brigadier General Ralph Hedenberg, and UConn President Susan Hurst all came to share their thoughts. Murphy expresses gratitude to the armed forces and emphasizes the uniqueness of American patriotism by sharing a personal anecdote.
Rolled over an IED in a truck, and the IED had struck him alongside and taken his hand. And
he tells a story about his encounter with a seriously wounded soldier in the hospital. Murphy says that even though the soldier was being sent home because of his injury, his only wish was to join back up with his unit.
He looked at me again and he said, "I need to get back to my unit. I need to have work to do." That doesn't happen in any other military in this world. That kind of dedication to the men and women that you are standing next to is uniquely American.
Like Senator Murphy, President Hurst also speaks proudly about military tradition, particularly UConn's military tradition. It's a history that goes back to the Civil War era. During that time, UConn's Whitney House hosted orphans of Connecticut Union soldiers who died in battle. The building is still around today and is the oldest on campus. Hurst says that her school's history constantly reminds her about veterans' sacrifices.
So I pass by at the Veterans Memorial nearly every day and many, many times on weekends. And every time I do, I think of the values and the convictions that motivated so many members of the UConn community to serve their country.
General Hedenberg discusses how the culture of Veterans Day has changed over the years. He says that civilians have treated veterans better or worse over the years based on the politics of America's wars.
Vietnam veterans served in the combat during troubled times for our nation.
A senior Army officer says that the people who fought in any of the U.S.'s wars should be remembered and honored equally. He also says he's thankful that today's Americans differentiate between the soldiers on the ground and the politics of their country.
As a nation, we now recognize that the circumstances in which they fought are not nearly as important as their selfless service to our nation.
The ceremony was hosted by UConn Veterans Affairs and Military Programs. Robert Passmore is the Veterans Benefits Coordinator and also the event's main organizer. Passmore graduated from UConn in 1988 and also served 11 years in the Air Force. He and his family have lived in Mansfield for decades, and they have strong historical ties to UConn's military community, as both his father and grandfather taught ROTC classes there. Passmore says he's proud to continue his family's legacy and is very glad to see more people come every year to the Veterans Day ceremony.
Well, I've been with the office for several years, and it always amazes me the turnout that we get every year seems to increase. I really look forward to seeing the turnout and the diversity of the crowd that's out here to pay tribute to our veterans.
The event drew more than just a few public figures. The audience included people from many different groups: UConn students and faculty, Mansfield locals, a Tallinn middle school class, and about a dozen ROTC students, as well as others. Alyssa Kelleher is the director of UConn Veterans Affairs and Military Programs, and just like Passmore, she also says she's impressed by the crowd.
It's really a great cross-section. Like, you see the whole back filled with police, ROTC, fire, and then you have people from the community come out. We have the police color guard. We had the whole class of Tallinn Middle School kids. So it's not just UConn students or UConn faculty and staff. It's so much more than that.
Senator Murphy says he's proud of UConn and the state of Connecticut for honoring their military.
I'm just so thankful that I get a chance to represent this campus that has made a commitment to honoring our veterans. I'm grateful that I get a chance to represent all of those who have served or are serving in this great state.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.